Hello everyone. I want to start by thanking Bruce Baker for having me speak today. I feel a little strange saying my name because I feel everyone should know me, but my name is Snoopy Button. I'm the guy that programs communication devices to sing. Every time I do a talk I always end with a song, so yes you will all hear me sing. And I have some new stuff available, so make sure you look me up to see what all I have. I have named my talk today, Depression and Learning to Dance. Now I don't know if it got listed that way, but that is what I decided to name my talk. And I did that for a number of reasons. First of all, some people who battle with depression are into music. Well, that's me, and you can call me the Music Man. Music, art, poetry, I do it all. So if you go by that, I must be one very depressed person. Actually I'm not, I like to think I just have one bad situation after another. But as I was thinking about how I want to do this talk, I wanted to talk about the dance part of it. Let me start by talking about the depression part first. And let's look at depression as if it were music. There are many things that life throws our way. And I guess for someone like me, it feels like songs. And there are some basic songs that the average person can identify with. A song might be the loss of a job, the death of a friend or family member, getting in a car accident, getting a divorce, not having enough money, and so on. And when someone gets bad news, it's like the music has started, and all you can do is dance. Now what do I mean by dance? Well, the dance is how we cope with each situation. How we handle bad news. What we do when things happen that are beyond our control. And that takes coping skills. Like when someone dies, we grieve, we have a funeral, we say goodbye, and we find a way to move on. And that's what I call the dance. When we lose a job, we say goodbye to our co-workers, pick up our last check, and we find another job. That's another example of the dance. And if things happen or come up that we don't know how to deal with, we usually go to counseling and learn what steps we should take to deal with the situation. So, it's a lot like learning to dance to music. If your boyfriend or girlfriend leaves you, the dance is you order a big pizza, and hopefully you invite me because I like pizza, and you cry your eyes out, and then a week later you are in the arms of someone new. It is all part of life, and most of us can laugh because we've all been through those kinds of situations, so we know the song and dance. That's not to say we like going through the motions. When life starts playing a song, the last thing most of us want to do is go through those steps again, but we do. But there's another kind of music, a different song that us disabled people have to hear, and these songs don't have good steps to follow, and many people don't and can't understand what we have to deal with. Sometimes it's that baby wave that people give when they think you are retarded. That smile, when they can't wait to get away from you. It might be a pat on the head. It might be someone asking everyone else what you want or need, but you. It might be the everyday assumption from people that think you can't read or can't understand what is going on around you. It might be trying to use your communication device to talk to someone and having them think you are just pressing nice pictures. I mean this stuff never ends. And when you try to talk about it, people say something like,
"Oh, I'm sure you just misunderstood."
Right. And it makes you ask who the real idiot is. And what dance do you do? If you are like me, after a certain point you yell and scream, and usually take off before you do something you will be sorry for. And the worst part about it is, someone always says,
"They must be having another episode."
Actually, yes we are, and the episode is, having to be around ignorant people. If only you could change the channel, but you can't. And you know that if you go outside, you will only get another baby wave. And I bring this up because in a work situation, you are supposed to leave your problems outside. Right, but what if people at work talk down to you as well? I mean, I have times when I just don't do anything for 3 weeks because I'm tired of it. I'm happy with who I am, I love my life, I just hate the way I get treated. And it will never go away, I will always have to educate people, and I get tired of the dance. So that's what I feel I want to talk about, how you deal with the dance. At times I have wanted to give up. But if I give up, I am ending what I can do with my life. I don't want to end my life, I just want to end the situation. Let me tell you what not to do. Don't go to a regular counselor, because they will only tell you that you have an anger problem. Well, they can say that, but it does nothing to validate the things you go through day after day. And if the counselor had to go through being talked down to and everything, he would be yelling and screaming too. So today, I want you all to feel validated. Let me share what works for me. I live in Ohio, and the system there is messed up. Everything is ran by MRDD, so people like me are classified as retarded, because that's just the way the system is. So trust me, I have a lot to be depressed about. So I have one pastor who is a friend of mine, he's about my only friend in the area actually. That's slowly changing, but he's a good friend. We meet almost every Friday, and he hears a lot of the same thing week after week after week after week after week. And nothing has answers, it's just the music that I can't get away from. But what helps me the most is, he treats me as normal. He listens, he validates, but more than that, he talks to me like a normal human being. And that really refreshes me. It makes me not want to give up. After talking with him, I can go out and handle that one more baby wave, or whatever I might face. And I think that's part of the dance, to find whatever it is that helps us to be normal. We know that we are normal, we just don't get treated that way. That doesn't mean we don't lack in coping skills. There are so much of the basics in life that we are not taught. But to deal with the extra music on top of it, we need to dance. Sure, we can choose to sit back and do nothing, but when we do, we are the ones who miss out. I think I want to talk about medication for a minute. Now if you are on medication for depression, keep taking it. And if you want to get off it, talk to your doctor. But as for me, I have tried medication, and nothing works. And part of the problem is, some of it has codeine in it. Codeine makes me have a lot more muscle spasms, so I end up moving all the time. Another side effect from some medications is, it makes me too tired to do anything. And I have other problems as well. And medication doesn't change the situation, it doesn't change how I feel about things, so I'm just not on anything. Now I'm not saying the medication didn't help at all, but it wasn't enough to deal with the side effects. Now, in my opinion, some doctors don't look at the reason behind the depression, they just start giving medication. I think this is wrong because you actually need to understand what is behind the depression before you start treating it. And I think a good example is fear. If you have a problem, but you are too afraid to do something about it, hello, you are going to get more and more depressed, because as long as you are too afraid to do anything, nothing will change. It's like me, I was in a situation where I had to get out of low income because I got a job where I made too much money to be in low income, so I had to move into a building that was not wheelchair accessible. So for 2 years I was trapped because I couldn't get in or out of my apartment building by myself. And there was really nothing I could do about it. Now, you could give me all the medications in the world, but I think if anyone was trapped inside an apartment building for 2 years, they would be depressed as well. But you know, I think even getting a new job can be hard. Let's say you do the interview and you get hired. It is a great feeling to have a new job. But once you actually start the job, it might take time to get everything you need to do the job. It will take time for people to get to know you. You might be given busy work because people might doubt you can handle actual work, and until you are at the job for a while, you might be depressed until little by little you fit in. And there is no way to make this happen. Sometimes you have a funny moment that starts a bond between you and your co-workers. Sometimes you get so tired of how you are treated that you finally have a talk with the people you work with, and it all comes back to the dance. Are you going to just sit back and not try to change things? Or are you going to take action, take those steps that you need to take to change things? You can't let fear stop you. You can't let not knowing what to do stop you. Sometimes when I am depressed, I give myself permission to be depressed for a day or two, because it is better to understand why you are depressed and actually use that day to write down why you are depressed, what you can do to change it, and don't even try to feel better for that one day. See, depression is not a bad thing, because if you listen to it, you find that it is just anger that you never let out. And the more you try to fight it, the more depressed you will be. So if you take that one day to understand why you are depressed, and think about what you can do about it, the next day, you can take action, you can start that effective dance to change that situation. If you can change the environment, change the music, it will change the way you feel. And if you don't know what steps to take, talk to people, ask questions, and keep asking questions until you understand what you should do. Never fear mountains that are in the distance, because facing whatever is coming up ahead of you will only make you a stronger person. Don't hold back, because then the world will never know who you are. Always have faith in yourself, because only you can know how far you can go in life. And if the music in life is getting you down, try to learn to dance to it.